Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Mark Knopfler bringing this back from dire straits. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth Sherman's our guest, our good friend, longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, and now, and also Speakrets is another book, and now a TEDx champion. I mean, she's done her TEDx, and that's a big accomplishment, folks. That's a milestone. That's for someone who's a thought leader like Ruth. That is a career milestone. Ruth, I'm not only proud of you, I'm not the least bit surprised they chose you. You're outstanding.
Thanks, Jim. It was on my list, on my to-do list.
So TEDx, so folks, TED is the talk, the event, the venue where they bring in major thought leaders, and they do, like she said, they do one or two a year. That's a one level, and then in order to make it where more people could be involved, which I think is really smart, because there are a lot of smart thought leaders out there, they create the TEDx circuit, so to speak, by rebranding it, repurposing the brand, and Ruth was part of that. Ruth, you were just telling us in the previous segment what you talked about, what the process was like. What was the biggest thing what created the biggest problem? After you got accepted, what was the biggest challenge in putting this thing on? And then I want you to tell us what you said.
Yeah. The biggest challenge for me was limiting the content. There were two things, actually. It was limiting the content to 12 minutes, which was the absolute limit. The second thing was memorizing it. So you have to memorize these talks.
Can you use
a teleprompter in front of you.
Can you use any kind of slides?
Yes, you can use slides.
You can use slides.
You know, don't forget, we're using slides. We're not putting bullet points on slides. That's against, you know, that's against every principle.
You can't put bullets on slides?
Well, you can put a statement. The slides have to be image heavy and text light.
Yeah,
right?
I got you.
I would do that in any event.
Exactly what I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. In my keynotes, though, I'd either have notes or I'd have a monitor and sitting on the floor that has some prompts on it, some speaker notes.
Right.
But for this, because it's only 12 minutes, it's like through it.
So did you use slides? Yeah. Did you use slides?
I did. I used...
Okay. How many did you have? How many frames
10.
Did you have?
Ten slides.
Interesting.
And most of them were images.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So those were the biggest challenges. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I had to hire a coach to help me cut the content.
Interesting.
Because I had to have somebody objective. So even
somebody
though
had to medicate
do,
you, somebody had to medicate you and cut you and cut. So what did you talk about? Tell us again what you talked about.
The title was "I'm Not Done Yet, So Stop Trying to Get Rid of Me," and it was a discussion of ageism, particularly in the workplace, which you and
I talked about a couple of interviews.
Interviews ago. You're welcome. You're welcome. It was my pleasure. I did it for all of us who are not done yet.
We still have something to
offer. Yeah, thanks. You bet. And, you know, the thing was, I'm not an expert in that. That's not something I've written a book about. I had to look into it. I had to do research. I had to do serious research, you know.
Wow.
So, because the other thing about TED and TEDx is that you've got to back up your claims.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be references, and you have to cite sources, and they have to be legitimate sources.
Wow.
So that was, you know. It took a lot of time.
So you couldn't just be a pretty face and a fast talker. You had to have your cornflakes together, didn't you?
Had to have it together. Had to be right. Had to have it all together.
Interesting.
And So that was part of it. And then, of course, I had to practice it. I had to say it over and over and over again until I couldn't stand it anymore.
Until you were sick of it.
Till I was sick to death of it.
Yeah.
Till it just got settled in so I could go out there. I could do it.
You know, I gave
a
speech one time for a friend of mine's bank. He's the president of a bank, and I gave a speech one time, and his son had just graduated from college, was working in the bank, and he was there in the audience, and he told my his dad, he said, he saw me up there giving this speech for, you know, I probably spoke for 25 minutes at this particular case. And he paid me a little bit, but it was nominal, and it was almost for fun. But the kid thought it was a lot of money. And he said, "How much did you pay him, Dad?" He told him, he said, "That's what I want to do." And my friend said, "Do you have any idea how many decades it took him to be able to give that 20-minute speech?"
Absolutely, exactly.
And now we come back to the title of your TED Talk.
Right, exactly. And you know, it took me, I would estimate, I put in 200 hours between the end of November until I delivered it.
I'm sure it was awesome. Well, when will we be able to see it?
Oh, it should be up in a couple of weeks, Tim.
Okay.
So I'll definitely...
You let us know, and we'll put it out there for everybody. So last thoughts, what is your final analysis? What is your final opinion about the TEDx? Do you recommend it?
I had a wonderful experience. Not everyone does. Not every organization is as together, as put together as the one that I happen to work for. It was the University of Mississippi, mm-hmm. as fate would have it, and they were just terrific. But I would absolutely say, if you have something to say that you think hasn't been said well enough before, to do it this way. Put that alert out there. Make the application. What do you have to lose? Then call me or call you.
Right.
We'll help you.
Ruth, I'm so proud of you. Good job. I'm not the least bit surprised.
Thank you.
I know you were awesome. I can't wait to see it. And I need your website, please, before you go.
Yes, RuthSherman.com.
RuthSherman.com. So you'll be able to go to her website probably in a couple of weeks and see that TED Talk, folks. You want to check it out?
You bet.
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, the immortal Ruth Sherman. She'll be back another day. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.